When it comes to cuckolding, perhaps the most important of the three rules is consensual. That's my opinion anyway, and it's what I tell my callers who want to talk about the subject. Some of them want to know how they can persuade their wives or girlfriends to go along with the idea, how they can get her to cooperate. Sometimes when I'm asked that question, I want simply to say, you can't, because I don't think you should be coercing or persuading your partner to participate in something she doesn't want to do. By all means, talk to her about your fantasy and ask her how she feels about it. But if she's adamant she doesn't want to do it, then let it go. While some relationships are strong enough to survive cuckolding, and some are positively enhanced by it, some are simply not. And what's been done cannot be undone. Many of my callers lead a very happy fantasy life with their partners. They lie in bed together, or wherever strikes their fantasy, and the woman will tell the man in great detail about a sexual encounter she just had with a stranger. It's usually a stranger, but not always. Of course, it's all fiction and they both know it, but it's highly arousing. The guy's cock growing harder with each revelation, and they go on to have some wild and amazing sex. This has been the Empress Catherine of www.strokemistress.com.